The connection Vayeshev has with Hanukkah is about the pit, right? Right? They say the pit was empty, there was no water in it. Aval, Rashi says, Nechashim Akravim Yeshbo, right? But there were snakes and scorpions. So if, you know, Yehuda came to save the, or sorry, Reuven came to save the, today, don't kill him, just throw him in the pit, right? Then, but there were snakes and scorpions, so he's going to die in the pit, right? Think Indiana Jones, whatever. It's not going to work out. So what they say is, no. The ayin has no shlita. You can't see below or above 20 amos, right? So if something's 20 amos, right, going up 60 feet, you can't see that down and up. And so therefore, they didn't see the nachashim akravim, and they threw him in, you know, and not knowing that there were other deadly things in the boar. That's the halacha of menorah, right? A menorah can't be placed above 20 amos, just like the sukkah, 20 amos, and so on. The same concept. They say, oh, that's the connection. But by the way, I was just talking to Aiden about this right before Shabbos. In our free Shabbos call, so we were talking about this, you know, connection that's always there. And he said, yeah, but Rav Dani had a really good question. If the boar was over 60 feet deep, how would Yosef not have died from the fall? It's impossible, right? Can't be. Oh, okay, thank you so much. Just put it in the kitchen. Thank you so much. Okay, good. So let's see with that parlay.
They lowered him in the road.
They lowered him in, right. Yeah, by the way, that's interesting. Yeah, they lower him in, and then they pull the rope, and he says, and then they sit down for lunch, and he says, "Help, please."
What would they think of an oasis? I mean, obviously, in the middle of the desert, of course, there's going to be creatures.
And it's water. No, but it's a break in Bomayan, you know, normally be water there, right? What would be?
Okay, so
it was just an arid pit, right?
Good kasha.
Okay, good. So this is a sefer called the Olalos Ephraim. The Olalos Ephraim is the Kli Yakar. Actually, Rabbi Ephraim Lunshitz. So we learn, you know, the parsha of the Kli Yakar. But yeah, this is a two-volume set on his, like, just ma'amarim on all sorts of things. And here he has a piece about Hanukkah. We're going to see bits and pieces of it, just as we, you know, give a nice little introduction to Hanukkah. So he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, okay? But Memalikin, right, prepared for Memalikin, Tanar Banan, Mitzvahs Hanukkah, Ner Ishu Beso, Bemahadrim, Ner Lachalecha Be'echad, okay, we know, one candle per household, you want to do better, candle per person per household, Mahadrim, Minimadrim, you want to do the best of the best, Bechamay Omrim, Leil Echad, Madlik Shmonim, Mikadei Elach Poches, Vaholech, right, Beit Shammai, famous Machlokes Beit Shammai says Hillel, right, Beit Shammai says start with eight and go down, poches v'olech, right, to diminish after that. And Beit Hillel says, nope, we're going to do a menorah and we're going to do, start with one and we'll move up. What are their reasons? So the major reasons are brought down are Beit Shammai holds that you're poches v'olech because of parecha. Like the bulls of Sukkis, right? All of the karbanos that we give, you know, every day, Chol Hamoed Sukkis, there's a different maftir. Why? Because you go down. You start with, I forget how many, it's like 13 or 14, right? And then then you go down, right? You diminish, you decrease the amount of bulls that you give each day throughout Chag HaSukkis. Whereas Beis Hillel says, No, we're always going to go up. Why? Famous? Ma'alim b'kodesh ve'moridim. Right? We go up, we increase in holiness. Everyone knows this. Okay. So says the Kliyak. Imagut ve'anefe shnei apachim v'nosei echad kishe'echad ola ha'sheni yored azai v'zei yodeh lanu tamach lokus v'sham beis hillel im ner shulchanaka pochsin omos sifin v'holchin. He says, we have to be able to look at the body and the soul. And understand that the body and the soul are opposites. And when one is up, right, then the other one is diminished. And when the other one is up, the other one is diminished, right? It's like the la'om ye'emat, right? When one is dead, it's like kind of the Yaakov Esav competition, right? When one is up, the other one is down, and so on and so forth. So he says, this is the yisod, the essence of the machlokas between Beis Shammai's Hillel. What's he talking about? Hakdamas inyan zeh be'arnu b'chag ha'sukkos ma'amar kufay in dal she'ahevdil ha'atzmi she'ben kochos ha'guf l'kochos ha'nefesh. What is the fundamental distinction between the kochos ha'guf, right, bodily strength, or just power, strength, things that we have, kochot, and the kochos nefesh, and spiritual kochot. She'kochos ha'guf mi'yom holada hein pochtim ve'olchim mitzalatachas aleicha asharashit amemir kocho yom-yom ad asher yafeich kulo l'leicha nochriot asher ein bakoach la'amid ha'guf b'chayim. Think about the bodily, the strength, the power, the koach, the vitality of the physical vitality we have. Essentially, we know at a certain point what happens to our physical vitality, right? The physical body. It goes down. It diminishes by definition. You could argue you're born and then it sort of goes up, and then all of a sudden it's just, there's a precipitous decline, right? And it just keeps going. It's not too precipitous, right? But at a certain point it just goes, and we know what that's like, right? We know what that's like. Asha'im b'em koach la'amid ha'guf, they can't even keep the body alive anymore. Ulefian yardu gama pi'ulot v'ta'avat ha'guf ki kol od she'yazkim ba'aretz yid ma'atu ta'avotav. And in the same way, even your desires, right, that you have, right, you're lessening, right, your vitality, your vibrancy, for whatever it is you want, you get to that place ad asher yagiyu hayamim asher yomar ein li b'hem chefetz b'chol ta'ava u'tshuka, right? Like Kohelet says, there will come days where you will say, I don't have a desire anymore, and just, it's time, right? It's time. And that's the nature of physicality. Okay? Essentially that. Look at the next paragraph. Nimsa, atalmer, in the second column, second paragraph. Nimsa atalmer, shekochos ha'nefesh olim mimadrega lamadrega, tamid, ulefihen, ulefihen yit'alu ha'pe'ulot kemo she'amru ziknei tamidi chacham kozman shemazkinen chachma nitosef. Nitosefet b'hem. So he says, but the opposite is true when it comes to spirituality. When it comes to spirituality, our soul just continues to grow. The older we get, azikne tamidi chachamim, right? The older scholars, the older they get, the more wisdom they get, right? What, by the way, by definition, what is it? How do you? What's the really the Aramaic/Hebrew word for a scholar? Is it zakin? There's a notarikul there. Zeh shekana chachma. The individual, this person who has acquired wisdom. A zakin could be younger as well, right? We could acquire wisdom as well. But the idea is that the soul, right, when it comes to our spirit, that continues to grow throughout our lives. It continues to grow. By definition, that's the goal, is that it continues to grow. By definition, the physical, the body, it's not. It can't. It doesn't. It doesn't work like that. It's your Benjamin Button, right? It doesn't work like that. Umitam zeh. Nivra adam arishon mimakom shenemar bo mizbech adamata aseli. And this is the reason why Adam arishon was created from the place, according to the Medrash, of the makom hamizbeach. As it says, mizbech adamata aseli. Ki sham nirmaz shtei enyanim keechad. Because both of these concepts, the body and the soul, this sort of dichotomy that we have, the competing dichotomy of the body and the soul, are both alluded to in this space. Because on the altar, they were sacrificing these, nothing can be more physical, right, than just, some animal that's, being sacrificed. The 70 pareachad, which were diminished by definition. They were diminished, right? They would decrease every day. Which corresponds to physicality, to the physical life, to the physical urges in this world. Gorgeous idea. That's why it says, don't go up on steps to my mizbeach. We know the reason they say, right, it's for tznias, right? You don't want to expose, right? You're wearing a some sort of cloak or a robe. You don't want to expose your leg. No, he says, me'achar she'mizbeach moreh al kinyanei aguf. Since the altar, what's burnt on the altar? Physical things, right? Totally physical, base, material animals, right? And that represents the diminishing effects of the physical world. You can't go up. You're not going up. By definition, you're going down. Don't work like that. Because this represents the opposite. Vim tasa came as tegaler batcha alav. And if you do this, what you're doing is you're revealing your nakedness, meaning you're opening yourself up, you know, to an issue within you. You're showing your liabilities. You'll see it, right? Face to face, you'll see this concept that, like, yeah, you're exposing yourself, right? You're not there anymore. You can't do it. It's like one of these old, you know, vets, you know, that gets back into, you know, just take Michael Jordan, right? Michael Jordan, you know, he retires and he comes back again. He's really good and retires again. He comes back. Then he's with the Wizards and it's like, you know, it's what it is. You're exposing yourself. You can't do it anymore. It's just not there. Right. But right next to the altar, Hayamakom Yeshivata Sanhedrin. That was also right next to the altar was the place where the Sanhedrin would sit in Lishkas Hagazis, in the chamber of Yunstone. Hasmuchim v'ziknei talmidei chachamim ha'mosifim v'holchim k'neiro chanukah. That's the tzadikim niruk nikro gamken oro shel olam kanoda. But in that same space where Adam Rishon is created, there's also the Sanhedrin. And there's people who are physical people. Yes, and physically they're getting grayer, they're getting more frail, they're getting older. But guess what? They are acquiring wisdom. They're burning. They're growing, right? And now we're getting to a sense, and we're going to skip that. You can learn the next page on your own. But to turn the page, and we'll see, he's going to bring it back to Beit Shammai. It gives a whole other, you know, many other proofs, to push this this concept. But we can see where he's going very clearly. The Im Kain, from Shin Nun Tet, the next, like that, here, that second, the third column, I guess. There's a little bracket there. Yesh panim lekanu lekam v'ner shel Chanukah. Ki mitzad acher echad ra'ui lo marsha adam tzarich ledavar hamaskir shekinyan egof pachsim v'holchin. Says on the one hand, you might want to show through the Ner's Chanukah that the that, you know, our bodily, our physical, you know, faculties diminish. Ach masha kinyan ha'nefesh mosifim v'holchin ze eino tzarich limud. But the fact that our spiritual lives that keep going, keep growing, you don't need to teach that. Meaning the Ner's Chanukah have to teach us something that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel are basically dealing with, right? And to say, oh, the spiritual, you know, thing, this would be Beit Shammai, yeah, that's obvious. Ki hu inyan tivi l'nefesh la'alot. By definition, everyone knows that deep inside their souls, right, they want to grow. Ki v'tam ze amru kadmonim, sheze tam helim, And he says this is the reason why perhaps in the Torah there are no rewards written for any of the mitzvahs, right? Right? That's pretty much it. But it really doesn't say any reward. Why? Because that's the nature of the soul. Like it's implicit. It should be implicitly understood to anyone, you know, any thinking person. So I don't know how to explain it in the Torah. But the physical, you know, our physical vitality, physical faculties, that everyone needs to be reminded of that every once in a while. It's not going to work, you know, it's like when you see with Frank Thomas on those, you know Frank Thomas, he has this, he promotes some, like, some HGH kind of something, you know, like, oh, I'm not in baseball anymore, but look, I need this stuff, right, to help me go. It's really good. I'm Prevagen or something like that. It's like, come on, like, just go, you know, just let's continue. This is the way of the world. Come on, Frank, enough. However, from the other perspective, Ra'ui lomar adarabba, we should say the opposite. Really, I need someone to remind me. I need Frank Thomas to remind me that, you know, it's harder for. I played football yesterday with the kids, a father-son game. My knees are hurting. I played with 8-year-olds. You know, it's crazy. Yeah. You see it. You see it. Your physical eye shows it to you. You see it, and you see older people. You know, also, you know, getting certain stages in their lives. Achla aliyas hanefesh, sorry to Adam Zeus, but for aliyas hanefesh, for spiritual growth, that you need to be pushed. That you need someone to, you know, to remind you, you know, what life is about. Because people forget, and people aren't going to realize that it's always negative, and it's always, you know, something that's top of mind. And this is the yesod of the machlokas of Beisham Beis Hillel. Ki anei shenas v'Yisrael b'nei ros, haba keneged hatzalas hagufos, l'divrei Beit Shammai. According to Beit Shammai, the miracle was it was a miracle that saved them physically. Ki aguf gamu nimshal l'ner, because a body is also compared to a candle. Kemo shenemar ad asher lo techshach hashemesh v'ayareach, as the Kohelet says, right, until the point where, you know, the light doesn't go out. Essentially, that's the sun and the moon of ourselves is like a candle. Kemo she'aguf pochet ve'olech, kach ha'nerot halalu pochtin ve'olchin l'divrei Beit Shammai. We were saved. We were going to be killed. We were saved. Beit Shammai says, okay, we have to remember that physical idea that we could be diminished. Yeah, that's
Purim is the physical.
Good.
The spiritual.
Good. We'll get there. The Tamayu de Beit Shammai she'ikar is orus hula adam kishi yizkor bechitut haguf ki lezeu tzarich davar maskiru kasher be'arnu ukamuvan mipshatosh de berakat. Okay, there's something else that he brought up from Makavya ben Mahalalel, and this is like the Parei HaChag. So for Beit Shammai, what's most important to him is you need to point out to people, you know, your physical, you know, you're going to drain, your faculties are going to diminish, and so on and so forth. Why? Because for someone like Beit Shammai, think about Beit Shammai's worldview. Beit Shammai is always a machmir, right? Beit Shammai is always hard at why? Because he thinks that, like, the spiritual qualities of who we are should be implicit to who we are. Like, he doesn't have patience for people who don't recognize that, right? You know, teach me the Torah while standing on my foot. You know what Shammai does? He takes his ruler. He's holding a ruler. He was a building inspector. And he takes his building inspector, you know, ruler, and he smacks the guy. What are you, crazy? What are you, crazy? The whole Torah while standing on my foot? You nuts, right? He has no patience for that, right? Because there are things you have to know and understand implicitly. V'chol ish maskil yitbonen b'tam zeh anotem l'fgam imu kipshuto kima inyan pare achag l'nero shel Chanukah. And he says, I love this reason. You know why I love this reason? At least to explain Beit Shammai? Because why the heck would he say pare achag? Why the heck would he say, oh, it's corresponds to the bowls of Sukkot? What the bowls of Sukkot have to do with Chanukah? But he says, that's the point. Ulanachatenu hakol inyan echadu. Ki kemo shepare achag him keneged miyut ba'asakim azmanim. Because just as the bowls of Sukkot, which diminish, have to do with the way that our lives, you know, the miyut ba'asakim, the things that we engage in as we, you know, as we get older, or the things, faculties that we have, kimbor ba'akeda parshas emar v'kasher b'yam, l'mala, shem k'neged yiridas hanefesha ba'amit yom yom, that it goes down and it goes down. That's the idea. There we go. That's where he got it from, because what he wants to say is it was a physical. They were in danger physically. Their lives were in danger. They were saved. And the idea of Neres Chanukah is the rabbis wanted to remind us, Chazal or Anshe Knesset, whoever was attacking it, they wanted to remind us, you know, that we need to know that, like, you know, our days are numbered, and that needs zeros. And that's where he goes to Parechad. And he says, "Vzed tam ner Chanukah be small," and that's why the Neres Chanukah are on the left. He came teva achomer l'dova ulasid osher bekavod be smola, right? Because throughout our lives, we're always running after something that's on our left side. That's wealth, glory, etc., etc. Okay. V'ukvuchet yamim lahodot lahalel lo lemishta besimcha lefish shmonas yemei milui mityachsim lemei chaldos shel adam, etc. And he explains why the days are days of hodah and halel. Okay, very, very nice. But that doesn't work. It's not Mishnah B'Simcha, like Purim. That's the biggest knock against Beit Shammai, is that, as Stu brought up, right, Purim are you Mishnah B'Simcha. Why? It's a famous Maharal. Why? Because it was a physical, we were literally going to be exterminated physically. Therefore, we celebrate physically. Right, and in a very extremely physical way. Spirit, whereas when it comes to Chanukah and the Yevanim, it was a spiritual, threat. And that's what happened, and that's why there are days of Hallel and Hoda'ah. There are days of Hallel and Thanksgiving. Should you have a meal? It's nice. It's probably more of a halacha to have a Thanksgiving meal than there is to have a Hanukkah meal. Now they say, oh, but if you have a meal, the Mishmer says you should eat, you should sit and tell Dibrei Torah, and then it'll be Hallel and Hoda'ah. It's nice, but that's not the Iker concept. Why? Because it was a spiritual thing. It praises Thanksgiving, etc. So he gives a reason for Beit Shammai how he would explain.
We do say Hallel. And we don't say it,
but there's no physical.
Correct. But again, for the way he's explaining it, that's why Parei Hachag works, and that's why, you know, perhaps for Beit Shammai it would work, because it's saying, look, what do I want the menorahs to do to remind me of? It's going to remind me of the fact that my days are numbered and my physical faculties, etc., etc. And that's where it comes from. Ach, and we don't like it. Ach, das Beit Hillel, hu kana chashnia. But according to Beit Hillel, it's the opposite. And it makes a lot of sense. Right? We said, yes, a body can compare to a candle, and, you know, and it goes out, whatever. But we know that a soul is compared, a ner Hashem nishmat adam, it's a straight pasuk. The candle of God is the soul of man. And this is the secret, the concept of the jar of oil on the Nachbich HaTamal Shal Kohen Gadol, Shal Oshaltu Bo Yada Oivim Remez Le Nishmato Shal Adam, She'en Yad Zulato Shaletet Ba Kla. What do we say every morning? Elokai Nishama Shenatata Bi Tohorahi. No matter what happens, everyone says that. Think about that for a second. Every single Jew, every single person, Davins, whatever they might have done yesterday, right before Davins, they say, Neshama Shenatata Bi Tohorahi. No matter, I could be the biggest minuval Meshuma in the world, I still have a pure soul. I do. You're allowed to say it. Why? Because I have a pure soul. That's Munach Bechotamo Shel Kohen Gadol. Right? That's Hashem. Who's the ultimate Kohen Gadol? It's Hashem. Right? Hashem guards our soul. Hashem Yishmor Et Nafshecha. Right? Hashem Yishmor Et Seitzcha Bo'ech Me'atah Be'ad Olam. Hashem watches over that. That's the Pach Shem. That's the idea of the Pach Shem. Right? Even death can take away the soul. Even though you might have someone, you know, subjugate someone physically or monetarily, financially, no one can subjugate your soul, right? It's in your hands to be able to ensure that you are, that your soul is free. The angel tone be yom ha'mavet, shafil yom ha'mavet ha'shalit, b'chol ha'nimtza'im, right? Even death can't take away your soul. V'yadon v'akol, nikom ha'kom, ein bo k'dei ha'shalton, sh'ishlot b'ruach nishmato, kal v'chomer yad zulato. V'zeh u'shod ha'pach, shemen, sh'aneshama nimshalo b'shemen, zeh ha'oleh al kol ha'mashkin, and that's why oil is like the best of all. Of all liquids, and that's the concept of the soul. Kach shanashama ki ha'oleh b'yeter se'eit l'makom chotzava v'hi munecha b'chotamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenikra gam kein chotam. Right? And this is our souls, and they're safeguarded, and so on. And by definition, Beit Shammai looks at it, sorry, Beit Hillel look at the second column as we just finish up, top of the second column. A person always needs to be reminded the greatness of his soul, of what you can accomplish. As we said, we don't need a reminder of our physical limitations. You see people, you know, passing away all the time. V'zeu shamar tamay beis hillel. What's his reason? Mishum malin makodesh ve'in moridin. V'hi latat belev hashlemin ki anashama hazaka asher bakodesh darka. Because the pure soul that is its way is holiness, is sanctity. Hi ha'oleh ve'ena yoredet. It doesn't go down. It's not that it doesn't go down, right? It doesn't diminish like the physical, like our physical faculties do. V'itavu hashlemin l'ha'alot ner tamid. Therefore, we need that menorah, right? We need something to remind us each year of the power of the neshama, right? That it never stops. And that even though in life things might be going this way on a physical level, on the spiritual level, there's just more and more and more, right? That's why so many people in their retirement, what do? All of a sudden, instead of just like sitting around playing golf and drinking all day, they take off Daf Yomi. They go to Minyan. They go, all of a sudden, it's like they have a new life. How does that work, right? You're literally diminishing physically. No. Because we always need to be reminded that the Elokai Neshama Shanatata Vitahori, that pure soul, we're always going up. And our job is to always continue to be Ma'aleh, Ma'alim Bakodesh, Ve'en Morid. May we be Zocheh to be Mekayim, Beis Hillel's idea, not just physical, not just the concepts of the idea, playing it out, the activity of Beis Hillel, but actually to do the essence of Beis Hillel, that our souls should continue to grow each and every year, each and every day. I'm praying for everyone. A good Shabbos.